Mis Hashem will go through now the Aseres HaDibrois that are brought down in Parshas Yisroi. In Perek Chof it starts off, Vayedaber Elohim Eis Kol HaDvorim Ha'ela Lemor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke all these words, saying. Now before Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah with the Klai Yisroel, it's brought down in the Psukim, the Klai Yisroel answered back and said, Na'aseh V'nishma. We will do and we will listen. This was a tremendous Kabbalah that Klai Yisrael accepted upon himself to listen to whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. However, the Medrash says that Klai Yisrael still wanted to have one more request. And that is, they wanted that Ritzoneinu Liras Es Malkeinu. That is our desire to see our King, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why now, B'Shas Kabbalah Satera B'Aleseros HaDibrois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a lot of things as if Klai Yisrael now should be marked to see clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, the Pasuk before says that Vayered Moshe L'om Vayomer Lehem, that Moshe Rabbeinu first came down from the mountain and then he gave them the Hasroah. So the Medrash says that the reason why the Pasuk has to say that first Moshe Rabbeinu came down and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Aseres HaDibrois, because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have still been on top of the mountain, it could be Klai Yisrael would have thought that maybe it's Moshe Rabbeinu saying over the Aseres HaDibrois. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted now that Klai Yisrael should like hear clearly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that Hashem is the one that is saying the Aseres HaDibrois. Secondly, the Medrash says that at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said these Aseres HaDibrois, there was no noise in the whole world. So the whole world was quiet. No birds were chirping, no animals were making any noises, the angels, the malachim weren't saying anything, so the whole world was still. In order that everybody should be able to see clearly that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that is talking, that is giving us the Aseres HaDibrois. And there shouldn't be any mokum to make a mistake to think maybe it's somebody else that's doing something. So this was a little bit that Klai Yisrael received their request, that they wanted to be able to see that it's all coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And now the Pasuk starts off, Vayedaber Elohim, and we know the Lashon of Elohim is Midas HaDin, it's judgment. So Rashi brings down, Rashi explains that Klai Yisrael, we should not make a mistake to think that these mitzvahs are mitzvahs to do, but if we don't do them, it's not so bad. But these Aseres HaDibrois are not like that. There's judgment upon these mitzvahs, that if we don't do them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us and give us the punishment. And then when the Pasuk says, Eis Kol HaDvorim, Rashi says, Kol HaDvorim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said the Aseres HaDibrois, the Dibur Echad. He said it all in one word, something that we can't do. But then Rashi says, Im Kei Mata Maloy Ma'oid Anoichiv Le'yilecho, She'chozah Ba'perish HaKol Dibur V'Dibur B'fnei Atzmai. The Kodesh Baruch Hu repeated it over again and explained each one separately. And then the Pasuk ends off with Lamar saying, so Chur, it's extra, and already said, V'yadabra l'kim, Hashem spoke. Why does it have to say again, Lamar? So Rashi learns, Melameit sho yo'inim alhein hein v'yalav lav. That this goes on, Klai Yisrael answered back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On what they were supposed to say yes, they said yes. And what they're supposed to say no, they answered back no. The Rabbeinu Bechaya learns the Pshat, that the Lashon of a Yedaber, a Dibur, and a Lamer, a Lashon of an Amira, is that an Amira refers to Nister, to something that's concealed from us, whereas Dibur refers to something that's Nigla. So a lot of times it says Vayedaber and it says Lamer, that means like Kodesh Baruch Hu told over to Moshe Rabbeinu the Nister and the Nigla about this Inyan. So here also by the Aseres HaDibrois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first said the Lashon of a Yedaber, that means he tells over, he revealed the aspects of the Torah, it means the simple meaning. And then it's a Lashon of Lamor, means even the Nister, the concealed parts of the Torah also was given over. Then in Pasuk Beis it says, O Noichi Hashem Alekecho, like I am Hashem, Asher Hoitzeisicho Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim, that took you out of Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim, from the house of servants. And the Rabbeinu Yain explains al HaTorah that it doesn't just start off and say Ani Hashem, but it says Anoichi, I am. And he says the Lashon of Anoichi means Kloimar Ani Kan, I am here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Motzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's found is amongst us. That's the Lashon of Anoichi means Ani Kan, I am here. In other words, there's no doubt about it. It's not a suffix, but it's something that's borer, that's clear, like the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. And it says then, Asher Hoytzei Sicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, that how do we learn this out? How do we come to be makid to realize that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And midei savodim, from a house of servants, which means that really we were servants to Paro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and freed us al menas for this condition that we should be mekabel upon ourselves the olam al chashamayim. We should accept upon ourselves now to become an eved back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do his mitzvahs. So how do we come to realize that anoichi Hashem olakecha, that I am Hashem, that through this inyan of the Yetzias Mitzrayim? Now really the Ramban and in Sefer HaChinuch brings down that this is one of the mitzvahs asei. There's a mitzvah sasei to have emunah in the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Lashon of Ramban is that hadibur hazeh mitzvah sasei. These words of anoichi Hashem olakecha is a mitzvah sasei. That yoira v'yetzav oisom sheyedu v'yaminu ki yesh Hashem v'elekim lehem. That she have to realize and believe that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kleima, what does that mean? Hahu Kadman, he is the one that was here from before, and he is the one that created everything, and everything comes because he wants it. And Akol Bechefetz, and Hashem has the Yechelus to do everything. And really, this is called the mitzvah of Kabbalos Ol Malcha Shemayim. And the Chinuch says like this, that the Sherish mitzvah zu is Ki Hemuna Hazu Yisoid Hados. Because to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Yisoy, that's the foundation of Dos of Klal Yisrael. V'asher lo yamin bozeh koifa b'yikar, v'yein lo chelek uschusim Yisrael. Somebody that's koifa, disagrees with this, is a koifa, doesn't have a chelek, doesn't have shaychas to Klal Yisrael. And then he explains the chinuch, v'inyan ha'emunahu, what's the pshat, what do you mean you have belief? That means sheyikba v'navshoy, you have to put it into your heart, into your nefesh. Shoem eskein, that this is the truth. There's no second way, there's no second side, there's no doubt about this matter. And if somebody were to ask you, you'd believe it, believe shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world, he is the one that was here from before, who hoya, hoive, v'yia, and everything only happens because of him. Shekol ma, shekol ze ma'asik v'kaveyo ha'amonas ha'leiv, kishumetzi adovim in ha'koyach ha'lapoyel. And the chinuch ends off that this mitzvah is noyig b'chol makom b'chol zman, even now here in America, b'schorim u'nekeves, by men and women. The yoyver aleh, somebody does not have this belief, is ein lo chelek uschusam Yisrael. He says, v'zois min ha'mitzvah shein lehem zman yedua. There's no special time when you're supposed to do this mitzvah. Shekoli meho adam, all the life of a person, chayev liyas b'machshav azoy. You're supposed to have this thought in your mind to realize, to believe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's the Metzias of the world. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that the Pasuk says, HaShem Hoytzei Sicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. This is the reason why we, the nation of Klal Yisrael, we have to accept upon ourselves the Ol Malcha Shemayim more than other nations. Because through the Yetzias Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us, because of this, and what is the reason why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the Yam Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? It's only in order that we should be mekabel, accept upon ourselves the Ol Malcha Shemayim. Like the Pasuk says, HaMoitzi Yeschem Yeretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lochem Elokim. The purpose why Hashem took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim was that we should accept upon ourselves this Ol Malcha Shemayim. And really Rabbi Chanan Vasamin talks about this in the Sefer Koivis Mamorim, that he asked the question, like, how could the Torah give us a mitzvah sesei to have emunah, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like a mitzvah sesei, it could apply to an action. You have to do this, you have to do that, so it's possible for us to do it. But here it's totally in belief. Either you believe or you don't believe. Like, how could there be a mitzvah sesei to believe if you really don't believe? Like, how could we be forced to be believed, to believe? So he answered that the pshat is, like the Pasuk really says here, and really it's in the Rabbeinu Bechaya says like this, what the Pasuk means, Asher Hoytzei Sicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Chayovim Atem Li Shetekabel Elokus Aleichem. We have an obligation upon us to accept the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Mima Sheri'isem B'yanechem. for the fact that we saw with our own eyes the fact that we saw all the great miracles and signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us b'shach Yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore there's a mitzvah essay to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because after HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all these great nisim, these great miracles b'shach Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's understandable now for anybody to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's always said, and therefore, they say, "Lo yomar Hashem barasi shemayim v'aretz." It doesn't say here, start off, "Anochi Hashem elokecha, Hashem barasi shemayim v'aretz," because the creation of the world we did not see. From that, we can't have a chayiv, an obligation to have belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But from what our own eyes saw, all the great nisim of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and not only the nisim of then, but the Shasta Kriyas Yamsuf, all the great nisim that happened. From here, it's a simple mitzvah essay to have emunah, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have this Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Now, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, he also brings down that the first mitzvah saseh is this mitzvah, Shetziva Shetivonu Bahamonas Lakus, that the Pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the Rambam brings a raya from the Gemara in Makis, that says, Taryag mitzvahs nemru l'moshe b'sinai, the pasuk is from Torah tzivulon Moshe, so minyan is Torah. And the Gemara asks, I were missing two. So Gemara says that anochi lo yia b'piyag v'ura shemanu. So from here the Rambam brings a proof that this mitzvah's essay of anochi Hashem lakecha is part of the Taryag mitzvahs. The Ramban, however, over here, brings down other mepharshim that learn that this mitzvah is not part of the Taryag mitzvahs. And they say the svar is that the Taryag mitzvahs are gzeris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. That's Masha Gozer Aleinu Lasois. But this first inyan to have a munah, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like that comes before we even start to listen to the Torah. So Ramban says that's not part of the mitzvahs. And on the cipher, the Kinnas Seferim wants to answer like this, that true, it could be it's a hakdama. Like before we go to learn the Torah, we have to first have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After we have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we could go down to try and learn exactly what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to do. That's the Torah, that's the Taryag mitzvahs. But the Kinnas Seferim wants to explain, you know what this mitzvah of a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? It's a mitzvah that the father has a chiv to tell over to his sons. And he says, that's Pshan, this first pasuk that says, Vayedabru Elokim es kol hadvorim ha'ela lemor. That we had before the kasha, what is the word lemor doing here? Like the Kodesh Baruch himself is talking. So he wants to learn the pshat is that lemor means that there's a tzivu here that a father should tell over to his son. A father has the chiv to give over this emunah to his child. And really the Meshech Chochm also says like this, and really like it's brought down, the Rambam says that our emunah we have is not just for the fact that we look around and see signs, but rather our emunah has to come because that's the way our father taught us. That's called emunah pshuta, that ma the avos knew it because they saw the great nisim Yetzias Mitzrayim. And from then on it's called the Kabbalah midor lador. Vehei manchilei ha-Kabbalah midor lador. So that's Pshan, this posik now of Lamor means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a tzivu here that everybody has a tzivu to tell this over to the next generation, to tell over this inyan of Emunah, this belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then posik Gimel says, Lo yielecho Elohim acherim al ponai, that you should not have other gods before my face. So Rashi explains that Lo yieh means to include not only if you make the image, but even if somebody else made the image, just you are mekayim it, you keep it. If you keep the image in your house, you're over this aveira of lo yieh lecho. You should not have by you elohim acherim. Al ponai Rashi says that people should not make a mistake and think that lo nitzavu al avoyde zora eloisa hador. Maybe only that generation of Kabbalah Satera had this aveira not to have an avoyde zora. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Aponai" means "Kol Zaman Shani Kaim." As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive in existence, there's Naveira not to have any other Elohim. Now, the Ramban over here brings down Rashi's pshat, and he says, "Taki it's a brisa that's turned in the Mechilta this way, But the Ramban argues and says that that's the Das Yechidi. We don't hold like that. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, this Pasuk of Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim is only allowed, there's no Miser involved. It's only allowed not to keep an Avodah Zarah in your house, but it's not talking about worshipping it. So he asks, how come the Pasuk brings this down first, and later it talks about the Ikalav that the Tzachiyah of Chorus that you get killed for, if you're Mishtach, if you bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore the Ramban learns that over here when the Pasuk says Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim means that you should not accept upon yourself another Elohim, means another God. And he says, Lashon of Elohim goes on the Malchei Malo, or Mikol Tzvu HaShemayim, HaNikroim Elohim, that the Malochim, the Tzvu HaShemayim, they're called Elohim, that a person is not allowed to accept upon himself any other thing to be like Elohim for him. And this is the way the Chinuch also learns, that this is the law of not to accept any other Avodah Zarah, not to have belief in anything else, only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbeinu Bechaya adds that this Indian is, we have to accept upon ourselves that all the power comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and that nobody else has any power to do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not the stars, not the Malachim, nobody has any Elohim, he says, Lashon of power to do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Pasuk Dalid, Lo isase lecho fesel v'chol tumuna asher b'shamayim mimal v'yasher boretz mitochas v'asher b'mayim mitachas loretz. That you should not make yourself a carved image, nor any likeness of that which is in the heavens above, or on the earth below, or in the water beneath the earth. Now the Rambam learns that this pasuk is teaching us that there's a lav not to make an Avodah Zarah for yourself, even if you don't plan to worship it. But the Lashon of the Rambam is in Hilchos Avos Kechavim Perek Gimel Lachetes that Ha'isa Avodas Kechavim Liatzmai. If somebody makes an idol for himself, is Afar Pish Layasa Biyodai, even though you didn't make it yourself, for Lay Avdo, you didn't worship it, Leike. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lay Sasa Lachov Pesel Vechol Tumuna. In other words, this is the love not to make any type of an Avodah Zarah. Even though you don't plan to worship it, still it's also to have it made. And according to this, it would be also any type of a tzura, any type of an image that you're making, whether it's burnt, whether it's carved out, whether it's carved in, as long as it's made l'shem Avodah Zarah, you have this lav. However, the Rabbeinu Bechaya learns that this pasuk now is coming after the lav before, that you're not supposed to worship an Avodah Zarah, or to have any machshava, any thoughts after the Avodah Zarah. Now the pasuk is saying Loisas Lecho Fesel means you should not make any type of an image, means even though you're not doing it l'shem Avodah Zarah, and just the opposite, even if a person thinks he's doing a mitzvah, like Lamoshli wants to make an image of the sun, an image of the moon, he wants to be able to remember like the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, and he may think just like there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah. We have a lot of mitzvahs like this to remember things. Same thing, Achilles Pesach is to remember about the Korban Pesach. So maybe there's a mitzvah to make a tmuna, to make a pesel, to remember the great things that Kosh Baruch created. Still, the Torah now is saying this halav. You're not supposed to make an image of Basha Bashamayim Imal Basha Boratz Mitochas, not of the sun, not of the moon. Because, he says, because people may make a mistake and afterwards come to worship it. So you're like making a michshol, therefore there's a law not to make these type of images. In the same way, in the Mechilter also, after it brings down all the drushes, exactly what it's also to make, the images, he says, of dogim v'chagovim is also, because it says, kol remesh adam lo yaseh loy, that also you can't make the demus, an image of the chama, the sun, the levana, the moon, and the stars, the mazalois. You can't make the demus of malachim, of kruvim, v'yafanim. And the same thing, you can't make the demus of ba'oritz, of the demus of the tahoim, the v'choshech. Then the pasuk says, Talmud loyma v'asher b'mayim mitachas loritz. So you can't make any type of an image. And the Mechilta ends off, that kol kach rodof HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achayetzo hora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went so far here against the Yetzirah that it should not be able to give you any little Pesach, any little excuse to try and worship Avodah Zarah. Therefore Hashem did not want these images to be made, even though the person that's making it is not making it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So exactly what does the image mean? A Pesach L'Chur means something that's carved out. That's like coming out. That's boilet. And B'chol Tumuna, the Mechulta includes things that shokeya, like sinking inwards. The same thing, l'chura, if it's flat, not even sinking out, it would also be yasa. So really it's a question about pictures that we have on the walls even, of nice scenery. So someone has said that the tumunas here have to be yasa, like the three dimensions of the whole sight of it. Like the whole sight of the sun, the whole sight of the moon, that's what's awesome. If we just have part of it, that would be mutter. Same thing, the parts of a face of a person, where our picture that we take is not the complete face all over, all around, therefore it's muta. But to have a type of a picture that has all the dimensions all over of a complete person, there is a question if you should have it or not. The same thing, if you have an image of a person, just the head, not the rest of the body, also some people are matter. Some people say it's also only us if you have the image of a complete person. So halacha l'maaseh, should you have shalos if you have type of images in your house that you want to keep. But I call upon according to Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar in the Mechilta, it's also to have these images, even though it wasn't made l'shem avodah zarah, because we're afraid maybe other people would use it l'shem avodah zarah. Now, from the end of the pasuk v'asher bo'oretz, the Gemara darshins the means to include the rabbis yamim v'nohoros horim u'gvois, that you can't make images of the rivers, of the mountains, and mitachas, what does mitachas mean, from underneath? The Mordashim is l'rabbi shol shokotan, even a small insect also you shouldn't make an image of. And then the end of the pasuk, v'asher b'mayim mitachas loretz, that's in the water under the ground, so the Ramban says that this goes on shadim, on special powers of shadim, also it's also to make an image of. Then pasuk hey, You should not bow down to them, to these avodah zarah. The loisayof dem, and you should not worship them, you should not serve them. Because I am Hashem, keil kano, like I am a jealous God. In other words, when it comes to avodah zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes jealous. And poiked avoin avois abonim, he remembers the avera of the fathers to the children. Al Shilashim via Ribayim, to the third and to the fourth generation. L'soinoi, upon them that hate me. And Rashi explains, Kel Kano means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is jealous means, Li Pora, he'll pay back, he'll give you a punishment. V'yena Oivar Al Midosa Limchal Al Avoides Elilim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forgive and not be Meichel for the Avera of Avoides Zara. And then L'soinoi, Rashi says, it means, if the children do the same aver as the father do, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them back also. Now the Chinuch brings down from this pasuk that there are two separate laws. There's one law of Shaloi Lehishtachavoyis Lavoy Dezora. You're not allowed to bow down, and Hishtachavoyi means a Pishut Yodayim Raglayim, that means spreading out your hands and your feet. Or else if your face touches the ground. That's also to do in front of an Avodah Zarah. Hishtachavoye, that's an Issa. Secondly, there's a lav shle la'avod Avodah Zarah. That's b'chol ma'ashadak le'yovid. Any type of serving that they serve their Avodah Zarah, it's also for a Jew to do it. Now, there are four types of Avodah to the Avodah Zarah that's also by any Avodah Zarah. And that's Hishtachavoye, bowing down. That's lanaseich, to pour wine for them, lahakriv, to bring any type of kabonas for them, veliktor, and to burn things for them. These four avoides are also by any avoides are. Then the second lav of loisei of them, that goes, calls the kalav, any type of an avoida that's done to that type of the avoides are, it's also to do, like by Paor, by Magolius, the avoida there was to throw stones to the Magolius, or else to, by the Balapur, the avoid that they had there, that's also to do. And the Aveira is, even if you don't have in mind to be over the Avodah Zarah, even if you're bowing down l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still it's also. This is a ma'isa avera de ishtachavo, or the avoida to an avoida zoro. Now the end of the pasuk of Ben Abachayis explains that what does the lesson say, kikel kano, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is jealous here, and he explains that the lesson of jealous goes by avoida zoro, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shas matan Torah made Klal Yisrael l'zam miyuchid. We like have chasna, we like miyuchid, set aside special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like a husband becomes jealous about his wife if she goes to another man, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes jealous of Klal Yisrael when they leave Hashem and go to another Avodah Zarah. That's why by Avodah Zarah it says this lashon of kikel kano. And then the end of the pasuk that says poiked avoin ovois al bonim al shileshim v'al rebeyim l'soinoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the sins of the father upon the children to the second, to the third, to the fourth generation. So the Ramban learns like this. The Ramban learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers to give a punishment to the children because of the averus of the father. And not only the second generation, which means that sometimes Hashem is not that angry at them, even after the second generation, but it takes until the third generation or until the fourth generation. Then there's so much averus there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so angry, that's when he gives his punishment. And like Rashi says here, of course, we're talking about in a case where the son does the averus of the father. Of course, if the son does tshuva and does not do the averus anymore, then of course the son does not get punished because of his father. But in the case where the son continues to do the same averus the father does, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back to the children. Other Mepharshim learns, the Pshati, the Ebenezer learns, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Marech Apoi. Sometimes he waits, he doesn't give back the punishment right away, but he waits one generation, a second, a third, a fourth generation. But if by the fourth generation the children are still doing the same averus of the father, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back his anger, but rather he gives them the punishment. And then Pasuk Vov, V'yoyse chesed la'alofim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows kindness for a thousandth generation, L'yoy havai u'l'shomrei mitzvoysoi, to the ones who love me and keep my mitzvos. And like the famous Rashi brings down from the Gemara, that nimtzeis mida toiva yisera midas peronios achas al chomesh meyas. It's 500 times greater the mida of toiva that Hashem has than the mida of peronios. Because for peronios he only pays back four generations, and for mida toiva he pays back to at least 2,000 generations. And that's 4 to 2,000 is 500. Now the Ramban explains that le'oy havai, to the people that love me, that means the people that do mitzvahs with mesiras nefesh, they'll even give up their life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like v'darshan v'yahavto is Hashem olakecha b'chol lovavcho b'chol nafshcho u'b'chol miyodecha. Even if it means to give up your life, you're willing to do it to keep your love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like not, and not to turn to any type of an avodah zarah. The Rabbeinu Bechayitz mashma that if you do mitzvahs lishmon, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing it for Hashem's sake, not amanas l'kabeschar, not to be called a rov, a great person, but just for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's ksidid l'yoy havai. Then Pasuk Zayin, which is the third of the Aseres HaDibros, that is l'isiso eshem Hashem olakech l'ashov, like you should not take, you should not say Hashem's name in vain, ki lo yinake Hashem eis asher yiso eshmoy lashov, Hashem will not forgive the person that says his name in vain. And the way Chazal dashen from this pasuk, that the avera, the lav here is not to swear with Hashem's name in vain. It doesn't mean you're swearing lasheka, false, even if you're swearing for the truth. But if there's no purpose for the swearing, it's called lashov, in vain, and you use Hashem's name, you're over this love. That are the Gemara Darshans that we say that Reb Yechon of Resh Lakish Yamru Tavayu, that kol hamavorach brocha sheinu tzricho over mishum lesisa. If you make a brocha that you don't have to, that's all succeeded, you said Hashem's name in vain. So he darshan from this pasuk lesisa, but Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah said that's only in Esmachta, that's only in Issa Midrabanan. that since you're saying Hashem's name with a bracha, it's not really called Hashem's name in vain. This pasuk Yikra is talking about through a shavuah, if you swear in Hashem's name in vain, you're over this lav. And the Rabbeinu Bachai explains that after we have the first two inyonim about the emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the lav not to have any belief in any avodah zarah, so we're talking about the greatness to give cover, the respect we have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we talk about the respect we have to give His name, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're not allowed to say it in vain. We can't make a shvuah, we can't swear in His name in vain, that we have to give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And the Chinuch also says, it comes to teach us like whenever we mention Hashem's name, we have to tremble, we have to say it with yira, with fear, and not just sound like we're talking about anything and saying Hashem's name. Because after we learn this inyan of emuna, and the inyan of not to have an avodah zarah, now we have to have this yira, this pachat, for the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, I'll turn over. However, the Ramban says that the pasuk does not say loisi shova, you should not swear, but rather it says loisiso, that you should not take, you should not say. So he explains that this is going on any moisi shem shomayim levatola. Anytime you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain for no purpose, you're over this lav of loisiso Hashem Hashem. Just what Tosis says, that if you say a bracha levatola, you're not over this avera. That's because even though you weren't supposed to say the bracha, but l'maisa, it's not considered Hashem's name was said in vain, because still you said it through a bracha, you still went to give shvach, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you stam say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, you're also all with this lav, with the same inyan, that we have to learn to have yira, to be afraid, to tremble like whenever we come to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And from here we learn out that even during tefillah, when we daven, when we do have the right to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, before we say it, we have to realize what we're saying and to say it with meaning, to say it with yira. Pasuk Ches, which is the fourth from the Seras HaDibros, which is Zohar Es Yoim HaShabbos LeKadoshoy. You should remember the Shabbos to make it Kodesh. And Sheshes Yomim, for 6 days, Tavoid V'yosisa Kol Malachtecha. You should tavoy, do your work, and accomplish, finish everything. And v'yoyim hashvi, when it comes the seventh day, is Shabbos l'Hashem l'kecho. It should be Shabbos to Hashem. Lo'isase kol melocho. You should not do any work. Ato you, uvincho and your son, uvitecho and your daughter, avdecho, your servant, v'yamoscho, your maidservant, uvehemtecho, and your animals, v'gercho, asher b'sherecho, and a ger that you have in your gates, ki sheshes yomim oso ha-shemes ha-shemayim v'es-oretz, because in 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the shemayim and the oretz, es ha-yom, the seas, v'es kol ha-shabom, and everything that's inside it, v'ayonach b'yom ha-shvi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day, Al Kain, therefore, Derech Hashemes Yom HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the Yom HaShabbos Vayikadosheyu, and He gave it a special Kedusha. Now, from the first Pasuk of Zohar as Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshoy, the Chinuch says this is the Mitzvah Sesei, to say Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, is an Indian to say Dvorim, to say words about the Kedushas of Shabbos, Bechnisosam at the beginning of Shabbos, and v'chein b'tziyosai, when Shabbos goes at the end of Shabbos. And it's also like the Rambam that holds that Havdolah is also midiraisa, that this mitzvah of Zohar to remember the Kedushas of Shabbos by saying words at the beginning and at the end of Shabbos. On this Chazal Dashin, the Kiddush has to be ala yayin, you have to have a kois shal yayin, which this Chazal, the Gemara says, the Tois says is only midirabonin. That's only in Asmachta. Midiraisa, you could be yotze your mitzvah of Zohar in Shmon Esrei, in Tefillah. The fact we say words about Kedushas of Shabbos. And Chazal Darshan that Noshim are also mechuyiv in Kiddush, because with Darshan it says Zohar v'Shomer. Here in this Aseres Dibros it says Zochor, and in Devorim it says Shomer. Chazal Dashen that Zochor v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Nemra. And therefore we say that whoever is Mechuyiv in Shomer, which are the Loisaseis of Shabbos, which Noshim are Mechuyiv in a Loisasei, they're also Mechuyiv in the Zochor, the Mitzvah Essay of Shabbos, of making Kiddush. Therefore Noshim are also Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah Essay of Kiddush. And the Ramban explains here that the union of Zohar and Shomer is that Zohar is to remember to do the mitzvah's essay of Shabbos, like Zohrei Walayayin, to say Dvorim, that's the Zechira of remembrance of the essays. And Shomer is to watch yourself not to be over the Lois essays of Shabbos. And the Ramban goes into further and says that the mitzvah's essay that's done Me'yava, that shows the love you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we do His commandments, when we do the Tzivu of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to love us, and therefore Hashem has the Midas HaRachmim on us. Mashen Kein, the Shomer, the Lois HaSeis, that comes from Yira. The fact we have Yira, we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we're afraid like not to do what He doesn't want us. So the Lois HaSeis is don't do something, that's because of Yira. That's the Ramban explains that Avo is greater than Yira, and that's why we say essay is doicha lois essay, because the mitzvah essay, the doing of the essay, shows the Avo, the love we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban explains here that after we have the first of the Aseres HaDibros, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Lekecha, to have emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that He is the Nimtza, Hu HaBorei, He is the one that created us, Hu Amevin Vayochol, He is the one that understands and could do everything. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now gives us a simin, gives us a sign of a zikaron tamid, that we should always remember this thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. And that's the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is a zeichel l'maaseh breishis. And therefore, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested by Yom HaShvi, that's why we also have to rest on Yom HaShvi. And by resting on Yom HaShvi, that's our remembrance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the Briyas Olam. And from this it's mechazik, the emuna we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why also it's good where the Mechilta brings down that in Zohar Yom HaShabbos, he says, it's a mitzvah essay to remember Shabbos every single day. The Chol Yom, every single day of the week, is a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. Because the inyan of Shabbos, the way the Ramban explains, it's an ois, like it's a zikaron to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So therefore, every day of the week also we have to remember this inyan of Shabbos. And some of Farshim say, when we say the Yom every day in the morning, HaYom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, HaYom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, we should have in mind to mekayim this mitzvah of Zochras Yom HaShabbos, to remember the day of Shabbos every single day. And just like the mitzvah of Zochor applies every single day of the week, L'chura, the same way the mitzvah of Shomer applies every single day of the week. How do we do the mitzvah of Shomer, of watching ourselves? Pashuta means to learn the Hilcha Shabbos. Throughout the whole week you should watch yourself to make sure you know the halachas of Shabbos, that when it becomes Shabbos, you won't be over any of the lamates malachas. And then when the pasuk says that Sheshesh Yom Tavoy V'Yisiseko Malachtecho, but Yom HaShvi Loisaseko Malacho, this is the law not to do any work on Shabbos. And Rashi explains that even though really you didn't finish all your work you had to do that week, but when it becomes Shabbos, it should be in your eyes. Yehi b'yanecha kilu kol malachtecho asuya. It should be considered to you that now you're resting on Shabbos as if every single thing was finished already. Shlei tahara acha malacha. You should not to come to think about the work you have to do on Shabbos. And the Chinuch explains that the sinyan is Mishor she mitzvah zu, he says, is sheniya penuyim me'askenu lichvoid hayoyim lichvoye benafshu seinu emunas chidish olam shehi chevol hamasheches kol yisoydi hados. The union of resting on Shabbos is we should be free from doing all work, that we should have time to be koveya, to put it into our nefesh, into our soul, the true emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that created the world. And he says, this is the Yisoid of Kol Yisoidi Hados. And the Pshat is that on Shabbos, the day we don't do work, we're supposed to have time in order to think into the union of the Briyas Olam, to think into the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, the way the Rambam explains, how does a Jew become to the mitzvah, How does a Jew be mekayim the mitzvah of ahavta es Hashem lekecha, to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's by looking into the Bria, looking into the world, and seeing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria Salem. Through that you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yom HaShabbos was given for. A day of rest means we have time now to think into the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really that's the Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos that we say. If you look into the Mizmor, it doesn't talk anything about Shabbos in it. All it talks about is Magodlu Masecho, Miromku Machshvasecho, talks about the greatness of the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pshat is, that's what Shabbos is for. Shabbos is for to sit down and to think into the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to have a complete emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way the Ramban explains, this is like a chizik to the first inyan of Anoichi Hashem Molekecho. And that's also like Yerushalmi says in Nedarim, Sheha Shabbos Shkula Kineged Kol HaMitzvos. And explains further than that, that HaMakayim Es HaShabbos is Kilu Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And somebody that's a Mechalul Shabbos, his Kilu is a Kofer in Kol HaTorah Kula. Because the Yisoid of Shabbos is this inyan of to have complete emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Makad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So that's just the Yisoid of the Shmiros of Shabbos. That's why also in Kiddush we say Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, even though we also say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And the pshat is that how could a Jew receive the Kiddush of Shabbos, like to be Makir the Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only through the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pshat Yetzias Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidin out of Mitzrayim, he took off the Tumah of the Mitzrayim, and he put upon them the Yol Malch HaShemayim, he gave them Kiddushah. So through this Kedusha that Klai Yisrael received, Bishas Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's able now for a Jew on Shabbos also to receive the Kedusha of Shabbos, to have this Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is the one that created the world. But it's only through the Kedusha that the Yidin received, Bishas Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why we say in Kiddush, Zeichel Amasa Gracious, and we also say Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because really in the Aseres HaDibros that's said in Devorim, over there the Pasuk says a time, a reason for Shabbos. There it says, V'zocharta ki yevar yisi be'etz Mitzrayim, V'yotziach v'ashem lakecha mishom yechazok v'zonatuyo, al kein tzivcha v'ashem lakecha lasis es yom HaShabbos. So there it talks about also that through the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael now is able to be mekayim the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now that the Pasuk says, Lo yisasa kom locho, ato uvincho, uvitecho, that you can't do any melocha, and not your son, and not your daughter. So Rashi brings down over here the Chazal that says it's lahazir hagdele malaktanim. That means that there's a law for the father not to let his son do a melacha on Shabbos. Now what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharat Sin explains like this, that he learns that there's an isser for the father to let his son do a melacha for the father. If the son is doing it, even though he's doing it by himself, but if the son is doing the melacha for his father, that's an issa d'iraisa that the father has to stop it. That the same way if a father, a person has a chiyuv shvisas behemtai, you have to make sure that your animal does not do any work for you on Shabbos. The same way you're not allowed to have your children do any malacha for you on Shabbos. It's not only if you go and tell your child to do it for you, is it also, but even if the child does it by himself, if the child is doing the malacha for the father, that's an issa d'iraisa. And then it ends off that Al Kain Beirach Hashem Es Yom HaShabbos VaYikarasheyu. That Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed the Shabbos and VaYikarasheyu gave it Kedusha. So Rashi learns Pshat that Beruchu B'mon L'Koyfloi Pashishi, that we had double portions on Friday L'Kovet Shabbos of the Mon. The Kiddusha, what was the Kedusha? Shleihoy Yorid Boy, that on Shabbos the Mon did not come down. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a special Baruch and Kedusha to Shabbos. And some of Horshan explained this, that the pshat is that sometimes people may think the fact they're not working on Shabbos, they're going to lose out, they won't make enough panosa. That was this limit from the mon, not like that. From the fact that Klai Yisrael rested on Shabbos, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them twice as much on Friday. In other words, like we spoke out before in the parshas, that because of the shirish of Shabbos, that's why they were zeichet to have twice as much on Friday. In other words, because of your rest on Shabbos, you will not lose out any panosa. The Sipur, however, learns the pshat is the broch and the kedusha goes on, the nefesh yiseira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us on Shabbos, and he explains what is the Nefesh Yisera. That's the special Bina, the special understanding we have to understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat. When we have this Menucha, Menuchas HaNefesh, we could use our extra special Bina to understand more of the Avodas Hashem. Then Pasuk Yud Beis, this is the fifth of the Aseres HaDibros, the last on the first side, of Kabeid Es Avicha V'Yesimecha. You should honor your father and your mother. The Pasuk says, Laman Yarichun Yomecho Al Adama, that you'll have a long life on this earth, Asher Hashem Alekecha Noisin Loch, that Hashem will give you. And Rashi brings down from the Mechilta that the Pasuk comes to teach us that in Techabeid Yarichun, if you will give your parents honor, then you'll have a long life. But v'yimlav, if not, is yiktsrun, you'll have a short life. Shedivrei Torah noitrikun hein nidroshin, mechlal hein lav or mechlal lav hein. In other words, that's the main purpose of this pasuk. That's teaching us l'man yarichu yomecha, not only to teach us the reward you get, because we're not supposed to do mitzvahs al menach to receive the reward, but rather the pasuk is teaching us that if you're not going to give your parents respect, then you should know you can have a short life. And the Chinuch explains that the sharshe of this mitzvah is sheroy lo liyodom sheyakir v'yigmal chesed lemi shasi imay toiva, that a person has to realize and give back chesed to people that do good to him, and he should not be like a kfuya toiva, because that's a terrible midah. Therefore, here your parents, they are the shutfim. Like the Gemara say, there are three shutfim in a person: HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your mother and your father. Therefore, you have to be makir toiv and give them back respect. And the Rabbeinu Bechai explains that the pshat from the two luchos we know on the right side was these five of the Aseres HaDibros, and it starts off with the kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Av HaRishon, our first father, the father of the Emin Elyon. And it ends off with the covered respect to our father HaAchron, that the Tachlin. And the shame, and it says that Kishem Shesvasicha Bichvoidi Kenani Mitzabcha Hayoim Bichvoido Vicha Vimecho Shehem Shutfim Im Mevi Tzirecho. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah to give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Sanuchi Hashem Lakecho. Who are there now? There's a mitzvah to give covered respect back to our parents. And he says, the Pasuk says it's Tam, it doesn't explain it, and we learn it out from the covet that we have to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like it says, the Inyan of giving covet to Hashem is that Sheyodoloi v'mitziyusoi shu elakov. We have to realize and give respect that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is our elakov. He is our God. Is kach yischayiv sheyoydo b'malidov sheymav v'imoi. The same thing, you have to go and give back, like be made to give back Hodor thanks to your parents that they had you born. And it says, "Ukeshem shehisku lo yilocho shelo yichvavoy." The same thing by Hashem, it says not to have an avodizara. The same thing with your parents, you should not be kaifer in your parents, but to realize that they are your parents. And just like you can't swear with Hashem's name in vain, the same way there's an inyan not to say your parents' name in vain. And who are then? There's the mitzvah of giving cover to your parents. Of machiloy, mashkeyo, mabishoy. That means you have to feed your parents, you have to give them to drink, you have to give them clothing. And this is the way we give them respect. And he says the same way there's a pasuk that says, Kabed es Hashem Yehoincho, that we have to give back respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our money. And over there, the pshat is, the Rabbeinu Bechai says, that's who sheyitein stokel aniyim. The fact we give stokel with our money to the aniyim. V'sheyafrish trumo maisvos v'leket shechapeya. Because the same way we do mitzvahs with the money, we do mitzvahs to Hashem. That's the way we give respect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our money. She says the same thing with our parents. V'chein b'yoviv, hu chayiv b'kach sh'yitin leim emoinoi, l'chol advar maniskorim. That also we have a chiyah to give back even our money to our parents. And even though in the Gemara it's a machlokes, if the mitzvah kivud aveim is mishel av or mishel benoi, and we come out l'aloch it's mishel av, I mean, you're not mechuyu to spend your own money, but just use your parents' money. But that's only if your parents have money. But if your parents don't have any money, then avada is a mitzvah upon the son to respect his parents by giving them food and clothing. And this is the way that Rabbeinu Bechai explains it, like that all these first five of the Aseres HaDibros have to do with one another. Again, he ends off that it starts off with Anochi, that we have to be makir that Kodesh Baruch Hu created us. And then lo yiyah, to know that there's no other shut if there's nobody else. And then lo sisa, not to mention Hashem's name in vain. That's also to give respect to Hashem's name, to have yira for the shame of Hashem. And then zochos yom Shabbos, like we spoke about, that's the zikaron to give covered back to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the kedushas Shabbos. Then it ends off with the inyan of kabed esavicha v'yesemechom. That's also to be makir toivo to the people that had us born. Then the Miyam Loyes brings down from the Zohar that Iker HaMitzvah HaZois, what's the most important part of this mitzvah? Of Kabir HaSavich of Yesimecho, he says that is, L'Sameach Ovi V'Imoi, Ayidei Maisim Toivim Shoisa, to make your parents happy because of the good actions that you do. In other words, that your parents should be proud of you. Uviyayasi Yerei Shemayim, if you're a Yerei Shemayim, that after your son, if you're a tzaddik, if you do ma'isim tovim, you do good things, people go back and like praise your parents. They say ashrei to such parents that have such a son. That's the ikar mitzvah of kibud avim, to make your parents happy with you. Then pasuk yigimel. It says the next five of the Aseres HaDibrois, of the second Luchos, which is Loi Tirtzach, you should not kill, Loi Tinof, you should not have Znos, adultery, Loi Tignoif, you should not steal, which means not steal a person, and Loi Sana Bereicha, Eid Shoker, you should not bear false witness against your friend, you should not say Eid Shoker, that's Loi Sana. And leisachmoi de beisro yecho, you should not be jealous of your friend's house. And then pasuk yudalad ends off with leisachmoi de eishes reyecho, you should not be jealous of your friend's wife, viavdoi his servant, viamosoi his maid servant, vishoyroi his ox, vichamoroi his chamor, vichol asher lereyecho, and anything that your friend has. This love of Loisachmoid, not to be jealous of it. Now, beginning the sixth of the Aseres HaDibrois, Loisirtzach, that everybody understands, this love not to kill somebody, and we all understand it, that Kodesh Baruch Hu created this world, Laharbois, to have people here, Lifrois, Falirbois, Kadei Liyashiv Lefona, that the world should be in existence. Therefore, you have this love not to kill anybody. Now the Mechiltit says that we know the Aseres HaDibrois was given like on two luchais, the first five and the last five. And he says one is connected to the other one. In other words, this Lo Sirtzach, that's number six, the first on the second side, is connected to the first on the first side, which is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In other words, if somebody goes to kill, he's like going against this first of the Aseres HaDibrois of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He's like taking away from the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, a person is like a ben, is a tzelem elokim. And if you take away a person from this world, that's like you're taking away a tzelem elokim. That's v'mamaya taking away from anochi Hashem elokecha. And interesting, in the Targum Yonasan ben Oziel, he says that this includes that Klal Yisrael should not have to do with the murderer. He should not be a shutif with him. Then that our children should not come to learn to do tirtzach, to do killing people. So not only shouldn't we kill, but in this love is also to stay away from a murderer and not to have to do with him, not to learn from his actions. Then the second of the second side, which is the seventh, is loy sinof, not to have znus, not to have adultery. And then Ben Abachai explains, like after it says loy tirtzach, that you should not take away from the world. So maybe you would think you're supposed to do anything you want to have more children. That maybe Znus should be muti, you should be allowed to live with any lady you want. That's why the Pasuk says, no, loy sinof, there's a lav of Znus, which this goes on an Eishes Ish, Rashi says, that you chayiv misa for it. The Rashi says, a niyof elo b'Eishes Ish, with a woman that's married, there's this lav of loy sinof, another man cannot live with her. And the Chinuch explains, the pshat from this is that true, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the world to be in existence, and he wants it to be a yishuv. But it has to be al pi derech, al pi din Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, kol echod v'yechod l'mineyu, v'loy shi'is arvo min b'min acher. Every like couple should be by themselves, and they should not mingle one with the other. This is the Ratzon of Hashem. Now on Loitinov also, on Loitinov also, the Targum Yonis of Benazil says that this law to stay away from znus, from adultery, applies also that us or our children should not have to do with anybody that has znus. We should not be a partner with them. We should not come to learn their bad actions. And also, the Mechilta explains that this is the second on the second side. This goes connected to the second on the first side, which is Loyia, that a Jew should not take another God, like not an Avodah Zarah. That's like going away from Hashem. And that's less like Sinof. You're taking away your wife from a husband. You're taking it to somebody else. That's Zer Kineged Zer. And the Rabbeinu Bechai also explains, like we know usually Chazal, we say, the worst of Averis there are is Avodah Zarah Ushvichas Domin V'Gilu Arois. So that's also the Seder of this Aseret HaDibros, that it starts off with the Indian of Avodah Zarah. Then it goes now to Shvichas Domin. It's also, then it goes to the Isra of Gilu Arois. And then Lo Signoif, not to steal, which over here means a stealing that you chayiv misa. Like Rashi says, it means begoin of nefashos hakosa medaber, that you're not allowed to kidnap somebody. And on this love also, the Targum Yonis of Benazil says that Lo Tignoif means not to have to do with anybody that robs. Don't be a shutuf, don't learn from them. And he ends off that the einish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the world, if people are stealing, he says, kafna nofek alamo, there'll be a famine, in other words, there'll be depression, it'll be a hard time to make a living. That's because there's too much geneva stealing going on in the world. Just the opposite. People think by stealing, they'll become rich, they'll gain on the deal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says just the opposite. The more that they're stealing on the world, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a famine, will make it hard parnosa on the world. And also, this is the third one on the left side, it's connected to the third on the right side. The third on the right side is not to say Hashem's name in vain by swearing. So the Mechilta says also, somebody steals somebody, eventually will come to have to swear false about it. And then the ninth law is Loisana Bereicha Eid Shoker. You should not say false witness against your friend. And the Mechilta explains here also this law of saying Eid Sheker, that's the fourth on the left side, that's Kenega, the fourth on the right side of Zochras Yom HaShabbos HaKadoshoy. The Dinyan of Shabbos is, it's like an Eidus, that a person that's a Shomer Shabbos, you're saying Eidus, you're a witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And somebody that's a Mechalel Shabbos, it's like you're being made, that you're being Kaifa, Hashem did not create the world. So it has to do with Eidus, that's this Loisana Breicha Eid Sheker. And this is a terrible Zach, the sin of Eid Sheker, like the Chinuch explains, that the sherish of this mitzvah is Ki HaSheker Nimos V'Nelach Lienko Maskil. Everybody understands the destruction that's through Sheker, through false. Gam ki beidis emes ha'ilu moimet, that we know the world exists because of emes. And emes is brought upon because of eidus. Eidus, when witnesses come to Bezdin, Bezdin's supposed to believe the witnesses. That's the way we have our emes in this world. So that's the koyach of emes, comes through eidus. If the eidus say sheker, that's nahapach from the side of the world, that's why it's such a terrible thing. And then the last one of the Aseret HaDibros is loisach moed beis reyecho. You should not be jealous, you should not want what your friend has, not his house, not his wife, not his shor, not his chamor, v'chol asher l'reyecho. And the Mechilta says again, this is the fifth on the left side, kineged the fifth on the right side. So he said that a person that has this midah of chemda, that he has desire to take things from other people, he has a desire even in his lave, the einish of this will be that I'll have a bad son, shumoyled ben shumakalel es oviv yesimoy. And he won't be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avim. That's why he's there keneged zeh. And the Rabbeinu Bechai explains that this lav loisach moed is achem des tluye belev, he says, even in your heart and your desires, you should not desire what your friend has. And he says, v'ikra mitzvah she yisiyah yishodo mikol ma sheyesh lechaveroi. You should give up like what belongs to your friend. And you should not say the thing that you want it, to try and do things how you should get what belongs to your friend. In other words, we have to believe in the Ashkocha, protest for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that not everything belongs to you. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to somebody else belongs to him, it's his and it's not yours. There's such a thing as being samech bechalkai, be happy what you have. As far as gashmius goes, you don't deserve to have everything. Mashenkin, the one place that kinner is muta, that's the klal of kinas seifrim tarbe chokma. By ruchnius, then there's a mitzvah to have chemda, to have desire, to have kinner, to be jealous. Because by ruchnius, the pshat is every single Jew is supposed to have ruchnius, supposed to be a tzaddik. So therefore, if somebody else has a bigger tzaddik than you, you're supposed to desire to be that way, because you're supposed to be that way also. And that's something that you're supposed to have. So therefore, if you see somebody else that has more ruchnius than you, there is a mitzvah to have kinna, to have chemda, because that's something that you're supposed to have also. Mashenkin, by gashmias, here we say no, that there's such a thing of samech bechalkai, to be happy what you have, and not to have a desire to have what your friend has, or like to try and take it away from him. Now, the Be'er Moshe brings down from the Zohar that says, Man di ovar al hai loisachmoid kilu ovar al kolaraisa. Somebody that does this aveira of loisachmoid, is jealous of what his friend has, is like he's being over, is going against the whole Torah. It's the same thing we found in a Psikta Rapsi says, that says, Oivar al loisachmoid is kilu ovar al aseras adibrois. Loisachmoid en anoichi, that kloimar, loisachmoid hu adibur achrein. They're like equal. So you have to understand what's so great about the Stav of Leisachmoid, and how is this equal to the first Asera, the first Dibur of Anoichi. And the Pasha Pshat is that the only reason why a person has Chemda, has desire, is jealous of what his friend has, is because he's missing Emun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person would be Sholim, in the first Aseres HaDibros, in the first one of Anoich Hashem Lekecho, to realize to have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only power in the world, and He is the one that gives everything to everybody. So you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave something to your friend. It's His, and Hashem did not give it to you. There's a reason why He has it and you don't have it. And if you have desire for it, that's missing already in your emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the first midah of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. All right, we'll stop here.